Hello there.
Okay, hello. So on this week's episode, me and my brother Drew are going to talk about the top eight teams in the Eastern Conference and who should make it in and who shouldn't make it in for the playoffs at the end of a only 72 game season this year because of the whole COVID fiasco, which I won't go into because I had personal issues about it. Okay, so I'm going to go over my first top eight that I picked, and then Drew is going to go over his top eight. Okay, so my top eight right now, number one would be the 76ers. Number two would be the Nets, Brooklyn, with the big three. Number three would be Milwaukee. Number four would be the Miami Heat. Number five would be Indiana, even though they could be lower, in my opinion. Boston are in at six, but again, I'm not sure how they're going to finish. I got Atlanta and the Knicks rounding it out. What do you got?
Okay, so I got the Nets number one, too much firepower. The Bucks at number two because they're a very good regular season team. The Heat is at number three because they're going to have a great second half to the season. The Celtics in number four. The Sixers in number five. Indiana number six. Charlotte number seven. And Atlanta number eight.
Okay, so obviously we're pretty different at the top. I guess that's where we should start. The 76ers, I think Doc Rivers is doing a good job. And what I'll throw out there is you may or may not remember Rajon Rondo could not shoot threes in the playoffs for Boston back in the day. And Doc Rivers came up with a play where he could cut to the net and get a layup almost any time. And he's been doing the same thing with Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons is very successful. And of course, Joel Embiid is probably the top. I'll put him as the top center because I like him better offensively than Jokic. Jokic can get like others. He stuffs the stat sheet, but he doesn't score in my mind as easily as Embiid. Like if I had a choice between those two, I'd pick Embiid every time.
Okay. So I guess I'll say why I have the Sixers at fifth and not at first. I feel like Embiid is really good. He's really good offensively. He's really good defensively. Ben Simmons is really good defensively, but I question him in the playoffs because teams will, I think, find a way to shut him down. Because he's too limited offensively. Tobias Harris has never really proven himself in the playoffs, so I don't know how that's going to go. But even the regular season, I think they're going to finish fifth because I can just see Joel Embiid like starting to miss some more games. He's already missed like six, I think. So I don't have faith that Doc Rivers is going to make them like finish strong.
Drew, have we ever seen superstars like Embiid and Irving where they miss so much time?
It's a good question going back.
I can't remember it. Like Magic Johnson, Bird, Will, they didn't miss much time.
Yeah, but then you look at somebody like Tracy McGrady, Anthony Hardaway, Grant Hill. These guys all had bad luck.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next one was I had Brooklyn Nets at two. I just don't think, and I got to agree with the five. I just don't think there's anybody can stop the three people. I mean, with Durant, he shoots the highest percentage I've ever seen, which means he's basically unguardable. I would almost compare him to a Dirk Nowitzki as way. Like when he shoots, you can't block it. So how are you supposed to guard him? It's whether he misses or not.
I would say for the Nets, I have them number one. I already had them at number one, even though I was doubtful about James Harden. But James Harden has made me look really stupid because he has really stepped into the point guard role, and he's averaging double figure assists like he did the last couple of years anyway. But instead of scoring like 35 points a game, he's down to like 24 points a game because he's being less selfish, and he's just a really, really good playmaker.
I'll just say one more thing and then we'll go on to number three. Is just I just don't think having a good point guard, you know, you need that guy who's athletic, who can finish over top, like Kawhi Leonard, or just like a really good shooting guard, even like Devin Booker. Because at the end of the game, you need somebody who can really get their shot off and get above the deep. You know, I mean,
James Harden is 6'5", and he has been known to get his floater off over anybody.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but just the fact that he's a point guard, like Steve Nash, who I met in real life, very nice guy. He told me all about dribbling and passing and stuff. But at the same time, you know, like just a point guard doesn't seem to be able to get into the promised land, even though I would have loved to see Nash get there. And I don't know. I'm pulling for him for sure. They seem to have a very cool team.
Yeah.
Next is Miami. I got Milwaukee next. The question with Milwaukee isn't about whether they can finish high in the standings, because we both think they can. The question is, where will they finish in the playoffs? Because I think they might even be bouncing the first round this year because they're so predictable.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee will have a good regular season. That seems to be their MO. And then I think they'll flame out in the first or second round. So who cares?
if they can make it to the third round, I'd love to see it.
They're not making it to the East semis. Forget that.
We both have Miami high because I mean, you can go in. I think you're more into the Heat culture than I am, but
yeah.
I just think with Jimmy Butler,
yeah,
and they have Ben Adebayo's the new number five in the type of league. They got a lot of 3-point shooting. I really like Kendrick Nunn, their point guard. Nobody ever seems to talk about it, but he seems very accomplished. Yeah, I mean, they just look like a team that's going to dominate after the All-Star break and probably go really strong into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat showed what they could do in the bubble, but it's not just the bubble. They've been showing teams what they can do this year. Like, they've had a bad start because Butler was out and Dragic was out, and I don't know. But, like, when they get back to full power with Bam Adebayo, Dragic, Butler, Nunn, Hero, Robinson, you know, Kelly Olynyk, throw him in there. Once you get all these guys back, they are, in my opinion, and according to a lot of stuff I read, the best conditioned team in the NBA. Every player has to have below 9% body fat or something like that. And so they're just really conditioned. So yeah, they had a bad start, but they're in better shape than most teams. And that's going to show after the All-Star break, I think.
Awesome. So, and then we got Indiana. I mean, they got a couple good big men, Sonis, and they got an okay, point. Like, they got a couple good guards, and they got, but I mean, unless, what's his name? That guy, Caris LeVert, comes back from injury, they're never gonna, I don't think they'll do anything. If anything, they might even get bounced the first round.
Yeah, without Caris LeVert, they're not going to get over the hump. The hump being the second round, I guess. They might get through the first round just because, like, you have them finishing fifth. I have them finishing sixth. Crazy stuff can happen in the first round depending on the matchups and the injuries, et cetera, et cetera. So Indiana could win the first round, but I don't think they would win the second round. So, yeah, they're limited.
And then we've got Boston. I've always been a fan of Boston. I like Tatum and Brown. I'm just not sure if Kemba can bring it in the I know he's a clutch player. Will be the difference of any playoff series. Like, I see them, they could make it to the finals, but I just don't know if this is the year.
I don't think they're making it to the finals. I don't think they're making it to the semifinals. I think they'll finish the season in the fourth spot just because I don't really know why. I think that Tatum and Brown are proven all-stars, 25 points a game each with a lot of assists and rebounds and great defense. Kemba Walker, if he's bringing 20-something points a night, you're going to get some chip-in points from Marcus Smart and Daniel Tice and some of the bench guys. And so I just think, like, defensively, they're really good. And offensively, they're going to have enough points on the board to lock up the fourth or fifth spot at least.
So now is where it gets interesting because I have Atlanta next. You have Charlotte in the playoff picture. I really want Charlotte to be in there because of LaMelo Ball. He's really doing well. And their whole team is very exciting, with Miles Bridges dunking, and you've got even Malik Monk's okay, and you've got like two really good point guards with Jason Terry and Atlanta. Graham. Yes, that's it. Yeah. So he's awesome. He's a very good shooter. And then, yeah, so I think your pick is interesting. Like, I'd like to see Charlotte get in. I just, as the way the Knicks are playing right now, I mean, we both say that Atlanta are going to get in. I think they will. They should be higher, but it's their first time they've made to the playoffs with this roster. So I think, you know, Trae Young should be right up there. He just needs someone like Klay Thompson, like Steph, like in the Golden State Warriors. They'd be unstoppable, but it just seems like with a pretty good center and Clint Capella and I mean, they just seem to have veterans and really good shooting all around. So they seem like a pretty good team.
So here's what I'll say about my seventh pick, Charlotte. Charlotte Hornets, like, I like them from the beginning of the year. They got Scary Terry, Rozier, Devontae Graham is his name. He's a very good player. You know, he's doing good things. Then you have, of course, LaMelo Ball, who's actually playing really well. And then I do like PJ Washington. I do like Miles Bridges. And then, of course, you have one of the best guys on the team, or the best guy on the team, Gordon Hayward. So, that I think.
Yeah, I forgot all about Gordon Hayward. He's definitely one of the best small forwards in the league when he's healthy, and he's really good.
I think that lineup, if they're healthy and they're playing well together, I think they'll make the playoffs. Actually, what I want to say,
I just think they might need an upgrade in the big man. Like, what's his name? Tyler or Zeller is really Cody is really good. I just think they could use someone with a little more shot blocking or a little more defense around the rim, maybe some more defensive rebounding.
They have Biombo, but he's not that great. But you probably also know they have the Martin brothers, Cody and Caleb. Those guys are actually pretty good rebounders. They're both about 6'8", 6'9", I think. They kind of remind me of the Morris brothers. When they want to get some rebounds, they're pretty good at getting rebounds. So the Martin brothers are, they're pretty good, and they get about 20 something minutes a game each. So they're pretty good there.
Yeah. I'd still like, if they're going to keep Cody Zeller and they're not going to bring in, I'd like to see PJ Washington and Miles Bridges rebound way more. Like, they need to get at least 7 or 8 rebounds. I mean, they're both taking turns playing power forward and small forward. And I know the league's changed and there's more 3-point shooting, but you still need to have a really strong rebounding on any team. Like, you need to have that, or, you just can't, it's hard to win games. Like, defense will take you only so far. If you can't get the rebounds, it's really not going to, it's not going to go well, especially in the playoffs.
So, playoff picture. My eighth pick, Atlanta. Before we talk about the Knicks, which you have on eighth. So Atlanta, they got a good team and they're doing pretty well. We'll see what happens. I think they're going to make the playoffs, and they could be seventh or eighth. I think Charlotte and Atlanta could be interchangeable there. I don't think Toronto is going to make it. I don't think the Knicks are going to make it. I don't think anybody else is going to make it outside my top eight, obviously. So with Atlanta, like, I think Atlanta have good offense and good enough defense to probably get a playoff spot. But what do you think about the Knicks here? I don't think they're going to keep going like this.
Well, before we go into the Knicks, I really like, where did Bogdanovich go? I mean, it was the biggest offseason acquisition.
Not doing too much.
You know, Milwaukee. Yeah, I thought he was going to be like one of their main players, like the best backcourt for Trae Young. And he hasn't even, I haven't even seen him. I don't know, like he started off and then, I don't know, like they picked up, like lots of people. They still got Hunter, and they have a really good, they have really good wings, and they have really good guys down low. But yeah, I would like to see Bogdan, come in and really make an impact. I'm not sure.
I don't know where he went. Have a fractured knee that he was recovering from. So that's definitely part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, the Knicks are the biggest surprise this season, just with you know, Tibbs as their coach. They're really shocking the world. I mean, Julius Randle, I always picked him as a really good player for way back in LA, and I don't think he got the chance he should have got back then. And he's really been given the opportunity and the minutes to just showcase what he's capable of. And then you've got RJ Barrett has been doing good ever since he got out of college. I don't think he's been doing much. He just gets extra minutes. He hasn't really been doing anything different. His three-point shooting might be a little better. But I think that the problem with the Knicks is going into after the All-Star break and going in before playoffs, I think it's just their depth. They don't really have – they have the Quickly and they have a pretty good center, Robinson. But, I mean, not much beyond – you know, their depth isn't really – I don't know if you like Obi Toppin.
Their
new rookie.
New York are good. I think they're nice. I like them, but I don't think they're going to make much noise in the second half of the season when things get a little more pressure cooker.
Yeah, yeah. I think Derrick Rose. Adding Derrick Rose was helpful. I don't know if that's really going to make. He's been playing the best I've seen in a long time. I don't know if that's going to make a difference. His three-point shooting's definitely improved. That was huge thing I noticed. Obviously, Todd's not going to do much there. You know who I really like on the Knicks, who they never give the ball to, and they used to when he was on OKC, is Nerlens Noel. He is an awesome defensive center. He's really good at blocks. They could give him the ball at least three or four times and get him double digits. Like, that's only going to make their team win. He shoots the highest percentage.
But Tibbs is going to do what he's going to do in terms of the offense. And Noel is, he's not going to get that many touches per game because they got a lot of firepower, I guess, out there, or a lot of guys that like to shoot. So Nerlens Noel is going to be pretty limited offensively.
I guess why I mention it is he came out with Anthony Davis with being very athletic and everybody thought he was really good. And then he gets in the league and people barely give him the ball and they don't let him show anything what he can do on offense. And he might be actually very limited, but if he can, like I say, if he can even get like 5-6 shots and get double digits, I mean, he's going to be more useful to his team than I think he gets like 2 or 3 shots right now. Like, who wants to play 48 minutes and get 2 or 3 shots?
Play that many? Well, he plays like maybe, what does it say? He plays like 22 minutes a game pretty much. But yeah, there's a lot of players on this New York team, and it seems like Tibbs is really kind of juggling the different lineups. So Noel is a decent player, but he's definitely not going to get the time he needs and the touches he needs in this system because there's just too many players that he's trying to figure out, like, what's best for the team, I guess.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up. And then I guess next week we can go over the West Coast and I can pick all mine that are right. And
yes,
you can pick a bunch that are very questionable.
I just want to say to you that I picked this list about a month ago and I want to tell you what the standings. I want to tell you what the standings are today just to kind of compare. Okay. So you can see my list in front of you. You can see your list in front of you.
Oh,
so right now the Sixers are in first. So you're right about that. The Nets are in second. You're right about that. The Bucks are in third. You're right about that.
Yeah.
The Celtics are in fourth. I'm right about that.
Yeah.
The Raptors are in fifth. Nobody's right about that. The Knicks are in six. The Knicks are in the sixth spot, so you're more right about that. Miami's in the seventh spot, but we're both right that they'll probably creep up because they're really good. And the number eight spot is Charlotte. Indiana. Indiana's in the ninth spot. They've had a rough go. They haven't been playing well lately. Chicago's in the 10th spot, and Atlanta's in the 11th spot. Yeah, they dropped down to 15.
Atlanta's 11?
They're not doing well, which is why they maybe fired their head coach, Lloyd Pierce.
Oh, my God. Like, they should definitely be
outside
in the playoff
picture. It's still early, of course. You know, we're only 35. Well, actually, we're about 35 or 36 games in, depending on the team. 33 to 36 games into a 72-game season. So it's still early, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to see Toronto make the playoffs if they can. Growing up in Canada is very, I'd love to see it. I feel like they're a player away from really being contending. Like they need another like really good player. Obviously, like Kawhi
Well, the
Leonard, but
funny
that's
the
long gone.
yeah, but the thing about
I
Toronto
think they
is like
definitely.
even if they make the playoffs, like for Canada's sake, they're not going to play in Toronto because right now they're playing down south somewhere, right? So yeah, it doesn't really matter. I
Oh
mean,
yeah, so I get
they probably
yeah.
won't make it and they probably
But
shouldn't
it's
make
still
it, and it doesn't really matter because it's not like Toronto's going to make more money, because of them making the playoffs because they'll be playing down south in the States.
yeah. But there's still lots of people I'd love to see on Toronto. I know it's not a speculation or a trade at all, but and maybe Andre Drummond could be on their team. That might be I don't, it seems like they need a center that
Yeah.
shoots threes. That's the only problem.
Well, yeah, Toronto. Yeah, Blake Griffin, Andre
Blake
Drummond,
Griffin.
like these guys, they're Al Horford. These guys are all a little bit washed up. There was an article I read the other day. But we got about 50 seconds left. We should probably sign off. I think we had a pretty good run there. All right, have a great
All
day.
right,
Peace
man. Take
out.
care. I'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.